Hi, and welcome to Mouse Chat. I'm Lisa, and joining me today, I've got Sneezy, Dopey,
Dopey,
Happy, and Sleepy.
I'm sleepy.
So I guess we know Steve's Dopey, right?
I'm Doc.
Somehow I knew that was going to come.
Could you get me something that'll make me feel better?
Sharpie's happy. Listen, this is perfect. You're Sneezy because you open the show by coughing and sneezing.
Yes.
You know, Doc kind of runs the group. I kind of
run the
group.
That's true.
And then Sharpie, he can only be happy.
I kind of want to be Snow White.
And then Lauren.
Alice Wonderland's just around the corner.
And then Lauren keeps complaining how tired she is. So this is, Dopey goes without saying.
And I also need a doc.
Well, that's me.
Oh, because your toe. What?
Yeah. So that was injured. A horrible introduction to the show, but I'm going to let it go. Don't make me sing it. So on today's show, we are going to be talking about our top five guilty pleasures at Disney.
And I only have 20.
That's good, because I need at least five.
He doesn't even know what a guilty pleasure is.
We tried to explain it to him, and he was like, what? And
I'm like, a concept that's lost on Steve.
I don't think I have any, because if it's too expensive, I just don't do it.
Okay, these are the ground rules.
What about those nuts that you like?
They don't have to be expensive to be guilty pleasures.
It can be foolish and silly, like riding Dumbo.
Right.
I don't feel guilty when I do that, though.
What about the nuts that never taste as good as they smell, and you always want to eat those, and then you're like, oh, these nuts are all
cinnamon roasted almonds.
Yeah.
Disgusting.
Steve, you know, we do know you get embarrassed when you ride Dumbo.
I don't.
He doesn't. What about, he goes on with his girls. He's very proud to do that.
This is tough.
By himself.
Okay, so a guilty pleasure at Disney World would be something that, A, you feel guilty about because it's embarrassing or childish or people would laugh at you.
I put pink gel in my hair and sparkles.
Yeah, you did.
That was kind of a guilty pleasure.
So
But nothing fazes him.
So it really didn't matter. And every a 12-year-old kid came up to me and asked me where I got it done.
You did look awesome.
It was pretty awesome.
And then
hey, man, where do you get that done? Over at the barbershop.
You rock.
Get the sparkles and the yellow gel, the yellow hair, or
pink
hair gel.
Pink. You got the pink.
Yeah.
They don't do that anymore, though.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. So I don't know if I even have any guilty pleasures.
Okay, wait. I'm explaining. And so guilty pleasure could also be something that you feel is too expensive, but you're doing it anyway because you're at Disney and you're happy.
Yes. Place. Like going to Victoria and Albert, Steve.
Like when you ask for my wallet when you go to Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique and then I have to give you the credit card.
Yeah, kind of like that.
I guess maybe that's
or something that, you know, is decadent and you feel guilty about the calories.
Oh, well, that doesn't happen.
Or you
either.
Feel guilty about the time that you're taking
look
out
at
of
him.
Your day. Like,
do
you know?
Think he feels guilty about the calories ever? This is one of my grudges that I have against him. So he can eat anything.
Mm. All right, well, I'll let you guys do guilty person. Remember,
we'll hit you at the end and maybe we'll spark some thoughts in your mind. Okay. You know what, Lauren? You've got the long list. Go ahead.
Chris goes first.
Oh, really? Chris
was her idea.
Oh.
All right. Well, mine. Okay. So mine is kind of weird. I know that's shocking to everyone.
I'm shocked.
And thank you, Lauren, for being so sweet to me and allowing me to go first and get, because, you know, otherwise I get really nervous. I have stage fright.
Is that a guilty pleasure that you and Lauren, you think Lauren's nice to you?
Yes. Lauren's guilty pleasure is actually being nice to me.
He seriously has no concept.
He has no concept at all. He's really got issues. I always ask Steve, I always say to him, were you ever tested for anything as a child? Anyway.
I would like to point out that Chris grabbed any old piece of paper that she wanted to on my desk, which happens to be Amber's homework assignment. And just started writing all over it.
Sorry.
Thank you.
I thought you, because you're such a motherly type, I thought you had actually put this in front of me so I would have a piece of paper. And I thought to myself, oh, look.
It was a scratch paper.
I know. No! That's what it looks like.
That's so nice
if
of
she
you,
had
Lisa.
Given, if she had wanted to give you paper, she would have also given you crayons. Let's just put that out
there.
That's
true. She did not give me crayons.
No crayons? Did you get one of those little menus where you can color things in?
No.
Yeah,
it's too bad, too.
Yeah.
She didn't mean to give you that, Chris. She was going to give you the menu, I heard.
No, I feel really bad. I'm sorry. If your kid doesn't do well in, is it fourth grade this year?
Fourth grade.
I'm going to feel bad because I started her down that path.
You know, actually, I think that extends all the way to college. If she doesn't do well in college, Chris Woods.
If she doesn't become a doctor, it's on you.
See,
and my kids too. I've already messed them up. So, except for Thomas, he's a smart one.
Okay.
No, this is on tape, so now they'll listen to this years from now and be like, oh. Okay, anyway.
It's mom's fault. I know it all along.
Mom.
Yeah, they're all smart and adorable. Yes, they are. Okay, so I have 5 guilty pleasures because I play by the rules. My first one is people watching. I love to go to Disney and people watch. I love judging their bad fashion sense. I'm not going to lie. But I also just enjoy sort of watching people interacting, seeing parents holding their kid's hand, maybe someone gives someone a hug. Everybody's just sort of happy. Of course,
when feel like Chris, a bad movie.
Chris is talking warm fuzzies.
I know, but also sometimes they're not happy. Sometimes you see some really bad behavior.
Bad,
you know,
parenting.
Parents yelling at kids, or, you know, one time I saw, it was awful. I saw a lady, you know, kind of push her kid down in the stroller, and I was like, oh, not good.
Well, stop following us around and you won't have to
see right? So I love people watching. And
see, we call those Mickey's Magical Meltdowns.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So I think the people watching at Disney World is better than anywhere. And it's different depending on where you go. The people watching at Grand Floridian is different than at the All-Stars.
Yeah, or at Epcot during Food and Wine.
Absolutely. Oh, that's a lot of fun.
It's a little different.
Yes,
than,
or during Magic Star Wars people. Weekend with all the drunk people.
We could find someone like, what was it, Frankie or Ernie? It was Ernie.
It was Frankie.
Oh, that kid
that
Tanya ran into?
Yeah.
Yeah, a bunch of drunk college students.
Yeah.
People watching at Disney World, that is one of my guilty pleasures, though, and it's really the best.
It was cool watching her put them in their place.
Yes, it was. He's given us the hand.
Oh, yeah, the finger. Okay. Two fingers, Disney point.
Okay. My number two is a food item, and I really actually struggled to keep... Initially, they were all food items, but I got rid of them. So my number two is a food item, though, and it's the cheese Danish. And I've mentioned the cheese Danish at Disney World before. It is the white trash Danish. It's
you
not really
get that.
It is. And it's totally white trash. It's not a Danish. It's not crumbly like a Danish, but it has basically a piece of cheesecake on top of a sweetened dough. And it's like the best thing ever. And you can call it breakfast. I love it.
Oh, I love it.
Number four, being remotely cheerful.
Hello, number three.
Because I got so excited over the cheese Danish, I couldn't concentrate. Number three, pork fat.
Oh, gosh.
I feel like I don't eat a lot. I don't eat a ton of bacon or pork fat anywhere
else. That is all you eat at Disney.
That's why it's my guilty pleasure. So, like, you go for breakfast and there's a mountain of bacon and you're like, ooh, I should eat 10 slices of this. So you do. Or you have a sausage. I don't eat hot dogs anywhere but Disney, for example. But
good job.
I would like to point out the bacon that we had last year.
It was like the best bacon ever.
That I could have eaten all day long.
I could have eaten.
I agree.
Really like that.
I dream about it.
Yes. So, and even the lacquered pork belly that you get at a couple different places, that's awesome. But when you bite into that pork and it's like all greasy and delicious, it feels so guilty even there, but I still eat it. It's wonderful. So that is a true guilty pleasure, pork fat. Number four, being remotely cheerful. I am a curmudgeon. I am.
That's a guilty pleasure?
It is a guilty pleasure for me because instead of walking around making sarcastic comments, I'll be like, this is the happiest place on earth. And I'm all cheerful.
And sometimes you actually mean it.
I really do.
Sometimes.
Yeah, not all the
time. Even like when I call into Disney and they tell me to have a magical day at the end of the phone call, I'm like, yeah, right. But at Disney World, I almost believe it.
Huh.
Okay.
And then you go push your kid down in the stroller.
No, I would never. I don't. Yeah. No, seriously, though. I do truly. I'm a little more cheerful. And it's like a happy-go-lucky cheerful.
Okay.
And number five, not doing anything. And you pointed out a couple podcasts ago, Lisa, that I don't go on a lot of rides. And the reason is because I'm people watching and eating pork fat. So I'm too busy. But in truth, I tend to like to go to Disney World and not do anything at all. I just like to sit. Hang out,
it is
talk
fun to do
people.
Nothing and just hang out in the park.
And you know what? A lot of times I'm with all of y'all and I enjoy your company so much, I don't need to go on a ride. I would much rather talk to you.
Aww.
It's true. All right.
These warm fuzzies, where are these coming from this evening?
I'm telling you, it's like number four.
It's being the remotely cheerful. Yeah.
All right.
A little scary.
All right. So Steve doesn't have a list. Lauren has an extensive list. Sharpie, you're up next.
Oh, okay. So when it comes to guilty pleasures, I'm going to go in reverse of my list.
So you ranked them.
Kind of.
So we have a countdown. Okay.
Yeah. Number five. So, top of my list, number one, I'm going to go in reverse. Number one, dessert with every meal. I mean, if you're on the Disney dining plan, you get dessert with a counter service meal and dessert with dinner. And whenever you're eating at a deluxe or at a table service restaurant, some of those desserts are just almost too pretty to eat, right?
Almost.
So, yeah. So dessert with every meal, and then dessert with dessert even. So you can't go wrong there. The next thing is there's a sad undertone to this one, and that's Dole Whip. And the sad undertone is the disappearance of the self-serve Dole Whip machine at the Polynesian.
Yeah, that's recent too. The redo of the
Quick Service. Stand by that machine and watch some of the most glorious Dole Whip stacks being formed a mile high. And then it was like an exercise watching the person eat the 1 foot tall stack of Dole Whip on the 1 inch paper cup.
You know, I wonder if, we could have gone for like a record. I bet if you took like a wood stick or a little like a dowel and you stuck it in the paper cup, you could get the Dole Whip to kind of go around it and see how high you could get it to go.
Tomato trellis.
Yeah, it would be like a little reinforcement. Yeah, you could have it like in the center and then you could Dole Whip it all the way up for like 6 feet. See if you could do it. But you can't do it now because it's gone.
We'll never
there
know.
Goes another one of your dreams.
You just crushed my dream.
Yep. But the rumor is it's going to be in an outdoor location with like hopefully with like shaved ice and other cold treats.
Well, they have
that's the rumor.
That
so.
They do. They I think have they like just a opened little it. Yeah, it's a little Dole Whip stand. There's a picture of it on the Mouse Chat Facebook page if you want to check it out.
I saw that, yeah.
But is it self-serve, though?
No.
I'll let you know next week.
It is not.
A couple weeks. Is it not? Okay.
It is not.
I thought they were putting that island of self-serve Dole Whip.
They have a Dole Whip
lobby.
Where you can order it. And then, no, that's a bar. That's a
I'm
Trader.
Kidding. I'm kidding.
But anyways. No, yes.
You had really piqued my interest on that one.
Dole Whips while you wait.
But they come in a souvenir, little tiki cup. But everybody is kind of complaining because they give you this beautiful tiki bowl and then they take the little 1 inch cup of the Dole Whip and they just drop it in the center of the bowl.
It looks tacky.
They don't use the actual bowl to fill it up with Dole Whip because they don't want to give you that much, I guess.
Well, no, they also, people probably don't want to carry around a messy, sticky Dole Whip.
Well, that's true. I mean,
I would prefer it that way.
Yeah, if you want it that way, but you would think the traditional way would be fill it up and then if you want it to take home. They can do it the other way. Maybe that's why I've seen the
photos.
It's
not like there aren't restrooms everywhere to rinse out the bowl.
That's true.
And people clearly are not doing their job if there's still something left in the bowl when it's done.
I don't care.
I mean,
typically,
if you don't get your face jammed in the bowl, I mean, how else are you going to get the rest of it out?
Oh, it's so good. See, it's not a guilty pleasure for me because the Dole Whip is good and it's worth the money.
Steve has no guilt.
Why would I feel shameful? Like hide in a corner and eat my Dole Whip?
How do we make him understand?
Like yes, if the Dole Whip was like $40, then I just wouldn't buy it.
You're overthinking this.
I don't understand.
Wow, he's gonna be fun when we get to him.
And I feel guilty about having a Dole Whip. Anyways.
Sharpie,
please name five things that you would feel bad about, and one of them is Victorian Albert's.
I'm titling this one convenience. And under convenience, I'm listing no driving. So if you fly in, you catch Magical Express, and you don't drive until you are back on the ground at the airport where you got home. No driving.
That is
nice. Let someone else do the transportation the entire time. It is guilty pleasure. And on top of that, I also have to mix this one in wedgeways, is no wallet.
Mm.
No wallet, magic band, and I will usually carry like an ID card holder with like my insurance, like my health insurance card and driver's license and a credit card just to be safe. Just in case
that's
the magic band doesn't
work.
That's kind of
a wallet.
It's not as big and bulky as a real wallet, though.
Right. Minimalist.
I see his point.
Splitting hairs.
So
no,
yes.
I see his point.
Where do you put your sunblock?
Yeah,
on his face.
Yeah, right.
You don't
exactly.
have it like in your pocket or something.
Well, the rest of us aren't as
obsessive
white as you, Chris yes. Wood.
Chris Wood puts on sunscreen about every 70 minutes.
20 minutes.
I was being.
But
kind.
If I don't, I'll be ready to beat. It's a delicate flower.
But you know what? Her skin is lovely due to all her efforts.
It's true.
Oh, I need to roll my pants legs up. It's getting deep in here.
Yes, it is.
Okay, so on top of the convenience is also the ability to not have car keys in your pocket, nothing like that. Mm. Traveling light. As long as you got sunglasses, you're good to go.
I know.
So anyway.
I think it's funny going into the park because I always have a backpack or a cinch bag or something, and it's so freeing to go into a park with nothing.
I do love that. Like yes. at night when you just have your phone and your magic band.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's kind of, it's freeing.
It what? Is. You get to walk through that
yep.
little.
You guys, where do you guys live?
Stop it.
What is wrong?
Try carrying a purse around with you everywhere.
Yeah, Steve. Actually,
you know what?
Wow.
Shut his microphone off.
I don't even understand.
And then we'll strap one of those pregnancy things on him just because
do
I want to.
Do you have one?
No, I'm just going to carry a sack of flour around with me.
Yeah.
Next you're time just, I'm in the park.
You're such a poop on this. You know what, Sharpie? We're going back to you because you're happy and I'm done with Dopey.
Then I'm
going
right. to buy a Dole Whip. Buy a Dole Whip for my sack of flour and I'm
exactly.
going to feed it to it.
Right.
So then you weird. Have a then you have a glue baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A glue that's... baby.
I don't all right. I like to know
no it's
driving.
Sharpie's turn.
I like that.
No. Yeah. Shush.
Yeah, we're not
okay. write them down okay. and steal
keep
them
going.
If you want.
Keep going.
So anyway, my next one I have just titled Moments.
Ooh.
And those moments are those moments that you realize that you're at Walt Disney World. You're
and
not
you can
at work.
Fly, you can fly.
Exactly. Yeah. Think any happy little thought, any happy little thought. But I really do think that just being there.
Sharpie, can I say something?
What?
You are even too nice for me sometimes.
Yes, I was just thinking that
and let you know.
I was thinking that too. I was thinking that.
I mean, I'm nice, but he's like.
He walks around with continuous rainbows over his head.
I know, like unicorns are skipping behind
they
him.
They skip behind him.
I was thinking that too.
You know, I think I've seen them skip behind him.
Well, and I mean, none of his stuff is tinged with like despair or guilt or anything. It's just like, I love not having my car keys. So like, that's not a guilty pleasure. That's just convenience. I'm talking like real guilty pleasures, things that you're ashamed of. Things you might tell your priest.
This is
on
dirty
Saturday,
laundry.
On Wednesday, whenever you get a confession.
The confessions. Edition.
Chris is there all the time. So pick a day.
Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned.
There will not be general absolution at the end of this podcast. Period.
Yes, there will be.
After Lauren goes through hers, there might have to be.
Yeah, because Lauren's are going to be darker. Chris Sharps, your homework assignment is to be more dark.
You do. You need to get. You need like, to find. You need to find a dark place.
Yes.
It's not like I throw like hard candy off of the Wedway People Mover at little kids or something.
But that's a very good idea.
Yeah, but
that would be a guilty pleasure.
Yeah, but it's
now you're getting it. Steve.
Yeah, but see that I don't. No.
Sorry, yeah. I think my pain medication is kicking in.
Yeah.
You've gone from sleepy to happy.
Now, they do have something. They had that would be awesome if they had that.
What?
At Stone Mountain, they have one of those, like, playground things. And you get these foam balls. And you have, like, little guns that you can stick them in and you can shoot them at other people.
Okay, that's awesome.
I do kind of like that.
I just figured out my kids' activity for this weekend.
That's kind of fun.
I think I know where you're going with this.
I like that. I have one guilty pleasure. This is it. This is my only guilty pleasure. And I think it might be it's either a Typhoon or Blizzard Beach.
Staring at women.
Blizzard Beach.
Well, that's not
Blizzard Beach.
I don't feel guilty about that. But no, but like where you put the quarter in and you get to douse people with water. kind of fun.
That's creepy.
He does like that. When we go to Dollywood, they have this,
yeah,
this
they
ride
have it there too.
That
where you
do nothing but squirt people the whole time.
Yeah.
And you can be a spectator squirting people. You could be a rider squirting people. And you're drenched.
It's like Splash Mountain, but the people on in the boat have water guns, and then you outside of the ride have a water gun as well.
It's fun.
And you can just, you
again,
can, you, yeah.
Not dark enough.
It's fun.
No, this is his style. This is his guilty pleasure because he's just evil when he does
he
this.
He just likes it. Well, you know
because
what else?
You'll be like,
wait,
oh,
Steve,
look at those nice dry people. Not anymore.
Steve, I have another one for you.
Oh, I've got one too.
The,
oh,
the Mickey sticker.
I just wrote that down.
Oh, yeah, I love the Mickey stickers.
You love the
he's
Mickey
mischievous.
Stickers.
Yes, that is one of his guilty pleasures.
He likes to go up behind everybody and put them on their backs.
He puts them on people's butts.
He puts them on people, period.
See, so you do have guilty pleasure.
Yeah, you can't give me like a roll of Mickey stickers.
You know what your guilty pleasure is at Disney? And it's becoming more and more consistent.
Uh-oh.
Picking on Chris in any way possible.
It's true.
No, because lately the trips are with you.
Yes, that's true.
You're always there. And it's just constant.
When I go to Disney World, when I go to Disney World and y'all aren't there, I'm kind of like, this is nice and everything, but no one's harassed me for like, I need to go stand next to like someone obnoxious. Maybe they'll stick something on me or they'll make fun of me or they'll ask or they'll tell me I'm fat or something.
Yeah.
Sharpie, aren't you glad I interrupted you?
Yes.
That was like 15 beyond. Minutes ago.
Yes, yeah. So, was, yes. So, yeah, we started. Sharpie was talking and then, yeah. Anyway, so I did have a couple guilty pleasures. Very exciting. I feel like I'm pretty excited now.
All right. We'll save those because we want to. I'm going to talk about him.
Well, Sharp, I think, has at least one more.
Yeah, I totally interrupted that one. I'm sorry, Sharp.
But it was
more.
Good.
Sorry. And the
he
following...
He likes when the unicorns jump out.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I like creating magical moments for strangers.
Well, just don't take it. Don't tell everyone his last one.
Oh, sorry.
Gosh, jeez.
Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
You guys are like beating me down this week. Gosh.
We have not initiated you yet.
I feel like I need to go out in the garden and eat worms.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, my last one is rather ironic because all you do at Walt Disney World is walk.
Mm-hmm.
It's often joked that the acronym of Epcot means every person comes out tired because you walk. But I enjoy walks, especially late in the evening.
Mm-hmm.
Just
moonlit walks.
Tying this into Chris Woods. Just people watching, seeing other people having a great time or screaming at their kids or, you know,
just acting
trying to
like
figure
people.
Out how to rescue their evening.
Do you know?
Wait, let me finish.
Just,
hold on.
Sorry. Yeah. Just enjoying the being in the theme park. So that's mine.
Sometimes you really
all my
do
pleasures.
Get to see people having these moments that you don't see anywhere else. And that's where Disney does a great job of sort of, you know, people are kind of sleepy. They're leaving the park.
They're hot.
Maybe it's a cool evening. Come on,
no.
I'm going. I'm having a moment here.
Sorry.
No, seriously. I mean, don't you ever see that? You see, like, people who are maybe, like, you know, maybe they don't connect in their everyday life because they're really busy. And maybe their kids are teenagers and they're sick of their parents. And you just see someone give someone a hug or, I don't know. It's
I need to do
sweet.
More people watching.
It's very sweet. I've seen
watching,
that.
Watching parents connect with their kids at
yes.
Walt Disney World is it honestly really is one of the things that I treasure
because
you get to see it and it's very heartwarming.
It is because maybe you don't always do that. Maybe you're busy. Your kids get home and they've got 3 hours of homework and you've got to make dinner. You've got to give them baths and put them to bed. And this is 5 days a week. And maybe on the weekends you get a tiny bit of time, but they have soccer and ballet or whatever. But you go to Disney and you don't have any of this. You don't even have television half the time. And so people connect, and I just enjoy seeing that.
You know what I enjoy is grown-ups, and I think especially grown-up men, wearing Mickey Mouse ears or ridiculous headwear because their kids want them to.
Yes, that's sweet, too.
I like that.
Although I don't enjoy it.
I don't do it.
Steve?
The only one that ever gets me to wear the ridiculous headgear is Terry.
I've never seen you in Mickey ears.
She wears mini ears. Lauren wears mini ears.
I've never seen them. I don't even own a pair and I will never wear them.
I've got like 6 pair upstairs.
Of course. You probably wear them like when, I'm surprised when I came over today you weren't wearing them.
Yeah, well.
All right.
Okay. So, Sharpie, are you done?
It was good.
I'm done.
Okay.
I'm done.
It sounded like a good finale, but I wanted to be sure because it's a little crazy.
Yours were wonderful. Done. They gave me... Do I have a tear in my eye? Not really.
Oh.
No.
Vomit.
No. Sorry.
Okay.
Okay. All right. I'm going to go next. So...
Ooh, Lauren goes last.
Yes, Lauren goes last.
You were going last.
Well, I don't really have...
We always have to save the best for last. Come on.
Oh, so you'd like to go now?
No.
Oh. Okay, just checking. All right, so I've got different levels of guilty pleasures. My first one is actually a recent purchase, and it's a true guilty pleasure. And we were at Hollywood Studios, and we were at the Frozen... Summer Fun Palace thing, and they got in a new stock of Elsa dresses.
She bought one for herself. It's fabulous.
You know, Chris?
I bet you it would look really cute on the show.
You are a blonde.
Today. but I did buy Brooke an Elsa dress. This was a trip that we took without her, and I felt guilty, and not guilty, but, you know, I missed her, and I wanted to spoil her, and yes, it was a bit guilty, and so I got her the dress. And that is not something I would normally do, is spend, what was it,
$70? $70, okay. Yeah. We both bought one. Yeah. We both felt guilty.
Yes, we did.
My kids got nothing. I felt guilt. I didn't feel guilty at all. Is that bad?
No.
No. But the good thing is, I got an extra small, which fits Brooke perfectly right now, and I told Chris, why don't you get the small... And then when she outgrows it, she can give it to Brooke.
Which she hasn't even put it on. Because she may, at 7, she may be over it. I don't know. She really wanted it, but she hasn't worn it yet.
Oh.
Yeah, I think she's at that age.
That makes me sad. She'll wear it at Disney.
Yeah, definitely.
Because everyone drops a couple ages or decades.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. My next one is deluxe dining. Because I think... If you've got some signature dinings, it's something that I wouldn't do but once every 5 years. And I think it's fun if you plan the right meals and do the shows and some signature dinings. I don't like eating 3 meals a day, but to make them nice meals, I think I could do that. You know, for like a 3-4 day trip. Maybe even platinum or the premium dining. So I would kind of splurge on that. Enjoy it and go with it. Cricket, cricket.
You know why? Because I know that y'all did it like 3 years ago, right?
We did. We've never done deluxe.
I thought you did deluxe.
No,
that
we
trip.
Did deluxe with Jennifer. Yes. With Jennifer, we did. And oh my gosh, that was so hard.
Yeah, because I remember Steve saying it was just so much food. Yeah,
that was a lot of food.
It's too hard.
Yeah,
I think the funniest thing is when we were at Beaches and Cream.
It just never ends. You're constantly going to your next reservation.
Well, that's what happened. We were at Beaches and Cream, and we were trying to finish up our lunch so we could make our dinner reservation.
Oh my gosh,
it was just ridiculous.
You have to plan it really well. You have to do all signature.
You have to do double credits.
Yeah,
I think maybe a breakfast. And an early dinner would do you just fine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You don't even need that lunch.
I have a client who does it every time, and she has young children, and she goes with her parents, and then it's her and her husband and the two little girls. I'm like, I always say, are you sure? And she knows what she wants, but she also knows how to make the reservations.
Okay. So. And it works for some people.
Yeah,
I think it can work for me once in a while, but it is a lot of food, and that would have to be your goal.
This is their third year in a row doing it. So...
My next one is a carrot cake muffin because
those
things are huge cookie. And I eat the whole thing.
And I have a recipe for those and I'm totally going to make them for you.
Wow.
You evil, evil person.
Oh, you just keep cooking for
I know.
Other people, Chris.
I'm so sorry.
She hasn't cooked anything yet.
No. Well, that's she doesn't have a real kitchen.
I know. That's because we're like
she
between
just keeps
houses.
Saying,
so
kitchen doesn't
no,
work.
No, you're in trouble as soon as my kitchen because I have a hankering to bake. So.
Okay.
My next one is PhilharMagic. I just enjoy it, and I enjoy the whole story behind it. I think it's fun and lighthearted. I love the little effects, and it is, if not the only one, it's either one of or the only 3D movie that I get where I want to reach out and save Donald. Or, you know, I can't visualize and get lost in most of the 3D movies. This one I can, and it takes me somewhere. I like it.
Hmm.
No. I'm not doing it for you guys tonight, am I?
No, I actually... I don't think these are all...
They're not guilty to me. They're just like,
I can see how Film or Magic is guilty because it's kind of dorky.
It's kind of dorky.
It is dorky. No, I get it. It's kind of like me with Carousel of Progress, which I didn't put on there.
But, you know, like if I like really...
That's a guilty pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
I really loved like chocolate fondue and I brought it into PhilharMagic.
What is wrong with you?
And I was like eating it and getting it all over the carpet and whatever.
He doesn't get that.
Then it would be like a guilty pleasure. I'm like every time I go in there, I eat
Steve.
It doesn't have to be criminal or anything like that.
What's guilty about that?
I think the People Mover is a guilty pleasure that a lot of people have.
No, it's just a good ride.
It's not a good ride.
It is.
It's not a good ride. It's something that's kind of fun and relaxing to do.
People Mover is kind of a guilty pleasure.
It's a guilty pleasure.
It is.
Because it's not, you know, it's not exhilarating. It's long and cool and fun and a chance to relax. And you get to see Tomorrowland. It's a lovely ride, but it's
paging Mr. Morrow.
Yeah,
he's
Mr.
doing
Tom
it again.
Morrow.
Did you?
What's your next one, Lisa?
All right, Streetmosphere. I love Streetmosphere, and
I feel guilty that they're paying those people so much. Are they paying out there?
You turn your mic off.
Does not get this.
They feel guilty that they're probably making. I don't know how much.
I kind of
walk around, ride on a bike. Tell some
Steve
crummy jokes.
Steve?
I don't know.
I thought of a good one for him.
Well, I want to finish Streetmosphere because
you
I
like Streetmosphere?
I do. I like the dapper dance.
I don't feel guilty for him.
No, I feel... you don't feel guilty for them.
I feel a little guilty that they are kind of
I feel guilty liking
up.
Things that are corny, and it's corny, isn't it? It's very corny.
I like watching the corny. I like watching the fake statue in Italy. I like watching...
Wait, there's a fake statue in Italy?
I never noticed a fake statue in Italy.
Are you guys kidding me?
No, ma'am.
The live statue?
I have not seen it.
Not seen it
I feel guilty that they fired that person.
Did they? Oh, we should talk about that later.
No, we need to turn his mic off.
So I thought of something good for him.
What's that?
Pool hopping. It's not something he does, but that's kind of a guilty pleasure. Pool hopping. How about drinking excessively? You don't drink at home. When's the last time he ever had any alcohol? But when he goes to Disney,
he
tips
beer
him back.
Last week.
I had one All beer. Right. It was good.
Yes.
So
I bought him a 6-pack and...
It'll last me a year.
It'll last him a year.
Or two.
It will. I'll have to throw them away.
And then we'll have to throw them away.
Right. So, but at
kind of like
Disney,
everything in our liquor cabinet.
But how much wine did he have at Victoria and Albert's? He was throwing them back.
It was awesome.
Yes. And so that's a good guilty pleasure for you, Steve.
No, but it was worth the experience.
It was.
You know, okay. That was a guilty pleasure.
You're equating guilt with money. My cheese Danish cost $4.
No, was it? Then you shouldn't buy it.
But it's like a hunk of cheesecake on a Danish. Where can you get that? It's wrong.
Lisa, did you finish yours?
I was trying. I was going to agree that Victoria and Albert's was a bit of a guilty pleasure because I took so much pleasure in that evening, yet I felt guilty because we were disturbing some very special moments behind us.
We weren't disturbing them.
Chris, you were disturbing everyone.
I was not.
Oh,
Chris,
my
you
gosh.
You were very entertaining.
Steve
Chris.
Was
Don't
just as loud.
He was not.
No,
yes,
was the
he
one
was.
Who was like,
he's like, I was behaving.
You should
I okay,
was not that
loud. Chris, you were unbelievably loud,
mm-hmm.
inappropriately behaved,
what?
And you walked around without shoes on.
This has nothing to do with guilty pleasures.
No, it does because I think I had
kept my
such
clothes
a good time
on.
That night, mm-hmm. but
you did
I feel
for a little while.
And I feel guilty that I did because it was at other people's expense.
How was I inappropriate?
Lisa, you need to not worry about other people's expenses.
Yes, they were fine. They were fine. You know what?
My back was to them, so I didn't know.
We were entertaining them. It was okay.
Yeah, kind of like you make fun of Steve when he's not listening.
They didn't even notice us. They were too busy like looking at each other all like,
they were gazing.
Oh, yeah, baby. Because
they were
gazing
at you.
Exactly. So I was not inappropriate.
Okay.
You were funny.
Lauren, you were inappropriate too
I
at points.
Never
Me?
Again.
Yes.
Yeah, what? Lauren, you were inappropriate too.
You
what
were.
What did I do?
That's a story for another day.
I don't
off
remember
mic.
Any of it, to be honest.
You don't remember was, any of it.
Well,
imagine that.
That's
part
default.
Of the problem.
Listen, I only had two glasses of wine there.
You had two
I never
big glasses
drink
of wine.
Except around the Griswolds. It's like when the Griswolds are around me, I start drinking. There's a reason for it.
Don't blame us.
Where's my drink right now? In fact,
it's next to you at your elbow.
It's water. I swear to God. Anyway, okay,
it
go
is
on.
Water. Okay, continue. So I guess I'm done. You guys didn't seem too thrilled about mine, but that's fine.
They're awesome.
No, I don't need your sympathy. What are
Lauren's?
Lauren's are going to be awesome.
Oh, yeah. Mine's because mostly food.
Oh, I like food.
Food is good.
You know how I am.
I hope you're creating your list.
Yes, Steve.
Nope, it's done.
No, Steve
better be creating his list because we made him last so he could maybe stem off of some other ideas.
Okay.
Lauren, the floor is yours.
Okay, so my first one, and I know this is going to be shocking for everybody, is cupcakes.
They're pretty good. I
don't
know.
You always have to have a cupcake.
They are good.
Depends.
And I don't eat cupcakes at home all the time, so that's my guilty pleasure there.
I eat cupcakes all the time.
Yeah, I know. I'm on the phone with you, and you're pulling into the...
Chick-fil-A.
They have cupcakes at Chick-fil-A?
Yeah, but they should.
Oh, God.
They have Diet Coke. That's all Chris needs.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So cupcakes.
Lauren, before you say your next one, I think when we're all done, and you can kind of think in the back of your heads, name other people's guilty pleasures.
Okay. Ooh. Okay. Well, keep going, Lauren.
All right, Lauren, number two.
Number
two of five.
Eight.
All right.
Zebra domes.
Yes. Oh.
Love zebra domes.
I love the idea of zebra domes.
Love, love, love.
They're amazing.
But I just don't like them. They're just
you don't like the
taste? No, if I go anywhere near the Animal Kingdom Lodge,
strawberry.
They come with me.
Really? No.
I have to have them. And
people do love zebra domes, though.
They're so good. Oh my God. Anybody stays in Animal Kingdom Lodge or just goes there for any reason,
or if you're in the Orlando area,
yeah,
just stop in, get a zebra dome.
You
they
can
have
buy
them in a little quick service area. Yeah. They're yummy.
Or they come, you can have all you can eat at the Boma.
At Boma.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's something about them from the little quick service area. It's like the perfect number. There's like four in a little thing. It's yummy.
Just don't carry them in your purse because they will melt everywhere. Find out that hard way.
They do.
Don't carry them. Eat them.
Yes.
Sharpie has the answer.
Fork and finish it up and be done.
Consume them. Eat them before you leave.
Another one is the Krona in Epcot.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Love the Krona.
That's actually a perfect guilty pleasure because is there not a bigger expression of empty calories and white trash food than a fried croissant? Perfect.
It's so good.
Yeah, that's perfect.
And then, of course, there's my Nutella waffle. That's a must-have.
But it's got fruit on it. How guilty can that be?
That Nutella, you can just lick it off the waffle. It's so good.
I've seen it done.
So that's one of my other. That's a must-have for me every trip, basically. And then my other ones that are not necessarily food-related are relaxing by the pool with a margarita. Love doing that. Wishes fireworks.
Ugh. And come on.
Singing
along. I know it's not a guilty pleasure per se, but it's something that I thoroughly enjoy when I'm there. I just absolutely love Wishes. And trying a different signature restaurant on each trip is another little guilty pleasure.
That's fun. And they have a lot of restaurants.
Yep.
I think we need to get over to...
I need Artist Point again.
Dolphin and Swan, and maybe over at the Waldorf or Four Seasons. Try some.
We need to get out
on property yet, not
some
Disney
good alternatives to the Uge.
Yeah.
Ooh, we have homework now.
Those are pretty good. Except I don't feel guilty for doing any of those.
You haven't gone through your list yet, Mister.
The only thing I don't even feel guilty about doing these.
You're so weird.
But
what do you have?
All right, here's the only one. The only one that I feel like I've been robbed and scammed, but I enjoy doing it, is the Food and Wine Festival.
I love
Oh my gosh, that is the best guilty pleasure. You
because,
have an absolute value.
Because
it's
you
so
go
not worth it.
And
it's
you
totally
get a little
expensive
taco thing and you pay $8 and you're like, oh God.
That's true.
But I enjoy, so I buy the little card. The only way I got around it is I buy the little card. I put $100 on it and then I just go to all the booths and then I hang out with everybody and then I eat the food and then I don't pay attention to the prices.
And you didn't even spend all that.
No. Which is kind of amazing.
Well, because the lines were so long that day.
Yeah.
So
I couldn't spend it, and so I went hungry. No, I was all right, though. But that's the only... And then sometimes I'll take the old paper fast passes that no longer work, and I'll just give them to a family. And I'll just watch the joy in their eyes as I don't do that.
No, not really.
Yeah, I've seen him do that.
But if...
But it's sad that he thinks that's a guilty pleasure.
You know what?
I feel guilty. I feel a little guilty.
So good and yet so bad.
I don't know.
He really is a little devilish, isn't he?
And then the, I guess Starbucks.
Like Dennis the Menace.
Because I pay him like $4 for coffee.
Yeah, but you'd pay $4 for coffee at Starbucks anyway.
I know. So it's kind of a guilty thing anyways. Because it's just too expensive, but it's kind of nice.
It has nothing to do with Disney, though.
Yeah, but they have the Starbucks there.
He goes there every
time.
That's
a stretch.
And he gets this big old coffee, and he sits there, and he stands there, and he complains the whole time about how long it's taking. Every single time. It's the same drill. Every time you go in there, and we stand there, and you're like, this is taking forever.
It is.
It does take a while.
But they're so much better than when you go to New York or somewhere, and you're like, ugh.
Oh, because they're friendlier. Yeah.
No, they're friendlier, and they actually can.
New York.
No, you go to New York, and you're like, "What?" Or any place, and you go, "Wow, these
Why
people."
Why are you singling out?
Or
New
you
York?
Go to like a, you go to another park, and you're like, "Wow, these people could have loaded 50 people by now on this ride, and they still haven't loaded a single person on here."
He's backtracking. He hates New York.
No, but you just see Disney does it right with the service at the Starbucks or the quick service, or they can.
Yeah.
Move people through. They're quick. They're fast. They're efficient.
And we've been to Six Flags recently.
Then
so.
Go to go to the U.S. Open and try to get an ice cream cone. And there's like 50 people behind the counter, and there's no queue, and nobody knows how to ring up the register, and nobody knows how. And it's like, it's just the most inefficient thing you've ever seen, and it's overpriced. Anyways, but you see when Disney does it, they do it right. Or you go to Six Flags and they can't load a roller coaster to save their lives.
Do you know who is as good as Disney though? Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A is.
I give you that.
Chick-fil-A is
awesome.
Chick-fil-A is like
they're so cheerful.
Yeah, they're very cheerful.
It's weird.
They're very nice. Disney-esque.
And it's amazing. Yeah. Every time I go to a Chick-fil-A, I feel like
they're
I gotta,
expensive like Disney, but you get the quality and you get the service.
Yeah.
And they're a bunch of like.
Kids.
High school kids, and you're like, how in the world are they pulling this off? They got like so many cars going through that drive-thru. Yeah, Chick-fil-A is unbelievable with their service. But yes.
You're welcome, Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, but so yeah, so food and wine. And then, I don't know, I like the toffee, but I don't feel guilty after I eat it.
I still think the nuts are the guilty pleasure, because you always eat them, and then you're always disappointed. You're like, these nuts are stale.
Yeah,
they are.
The nuts suck.
They smell so good.
You know what I did? I just stopped ordering. I don't get them anymore.
You got them like 3 months ago.
No.
You did in April.
He stopped
2.5 months ago.
I like the Dole Whip thing now. You can turn me on to the
I've got
the
that
citrus,
on the list.
The citrus swirl.
I've got him down. I made my own list for you.
I don't feel guilty. I feel like this is a good deal.
You're overthinking it.
It's awesome.
This was not a good topic for you.
Which is weird because he never overthinks anything. He's like so like,
guilty.
You know, and then he's like really getting deep into this.
Not overthinking it.
Okay, I put down toffee, and you said that. I put down Dole Whip.
Yes.
I did put down a Grey Goose slushie because I think that's one of your favorite flavors.
It's all right.
But you're not going to drink the whole thing.
It's not worth it.
Right. Oh, right. It's definitely not
it's
worth
like $18
it.
Or something.
It's 12.
Let's see. Whatever.
I did put stickers on here because you love to put stickers on people and kind
stickers.
Of play jokes and poke
stickers
at Chris. I should have put Chris on here because that's your true guilty pleasure.
I really am.
It is.
And then I put creme brulee because
he loves
I'm trying creme to think brulee. Of the desserts that you really like.
I like creme brulee.
But you're hard to just pin down.
I don't know. It's not like I'd
His
like...
His guilty pleasure is just being a weirdo.
It is. It's being mischievous.
What?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's a little kid.
Yeah. Steve's fun. Like, somebody asked me the other day, like, we had a listener who's booking with me, and he asked me about the different personalities, and I said, you never know it listening to the show. Always, said, Steve is very funny. And it's
know
true.
About that. I don't think, no.
You're very funny.
You
Lisa's the organizer. Mm. Lauren's sweet.
Chris is just kind of like a walking disaster.
I'm a disaster. Chris Sharp's, well, we already know unicorns.
Chris Sharp's, yeah.
He's very punny.
He does.
Oh, I try.
Chris Sharp's has an evil side. I've seen it before. He'll say something catty. Ooh.
Yeah, he's not what he appears to be.
No, he's like Dreamfinder.
He can be a little not. You can be bad sometimes. You said some silly. You said some things that are pretty awesome before.
I don't know.
He's got to get you in the right mood
in a bad sort of way.
What's your so? We're supposed to go through and say what everyone's guilty pleasures
are? Well, just if you can add to anyone's list, what would you say it would be?
Well, Lauren already got cupcakes.
Lauren didn't say wine.
Yes. But she doesn't feel
guilty about pleasure. I don't feel guilty about
that's
that.
That's a
See?
Staple
that's
to
like
you.
That's like me with everything.
Yeah, that's like oregano in an Italian.
Oregano. That's pretty funny.
I don't know.
Lisa's guilty pleasure is tchotchkes.
Sharpie's guilty pleasure is DVC points.
Trying to get her out of a store.
Oh my God, yes. Chris is what? DVC points? Yes, he loves his DVC points.
Yeah, DVC points and puns.
It's hard to get away from DVC points.
Yeah.
Shopping, really?
Yeah, your guilty pleasure really is shopping, Lisa.
I don't get out much.
It's true. You can't get her in those stores, and you can't get her out.
You can't. I go through very efficiently.
No, not really.
Not really.
You guys suck.
We say it with love.
Yes. Mm. It's just like we know, like at a certain point, you're going to like make a beeline for a store, and we're like, oh,
you know what? This coming from the woman who decided that she's going to hop on the bus to the Magic or to Animal Kingdom without me because I was waiting in line to pay for my stuff in the shop.
I know. I hate shopping at Disney.
Well.
Every man for himself when we're there. You know that, Lise.
It's not true. We're the most disorganized bunch of people ever. Thank God for FastPass Plus. That may keep us honest.
You know, you're not helping business by saying that we're incredibly disorganized.
You know what? I always tell my clients I can plan your vacation down to the hour, but my own, forget it. I have no idea what I'm doing.
Seriously, I have Lauren plan
Lauren
my stuff.
Lauren keeps it on track.
And Chris is a backup.
A little bit. A
little bit. She kind of throws in 2 cents here and there.
I've got the food covered. That's usually what I've like. Have my
Lauren
input.
Is right on top of the fast passes.
Yeah, which yours aren't booked yet, by the way, because I don't have tickets for you.
When are we going?
October.
Oh, that's right.
Why are we going?
Arbonne, really? Thank you.
Lauren, why are we going?
October, Mouse Chat.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Eat Up. Oh, good segue.
Thank you. Jeez, you're slow.
Hey, she's talented.
Ching, good segue. Good segue.
Hello. Oh, wait.
Nothing gets past me.
Put the wine down.
It's empty.
Okay, that explains a few things.
Yes, we are having our Mouse Chat fan meetup in October. It's the weekend of October 16th. So it's really the 17th and 18th are the events. We are having a breakfast in Animal Kingdom where we're going to get to ride the Kilimanjaro Safaris before the park opens. And then we're going to have breakfast in the Dinosaur Lounge, which you can only do by registering for a private party like this. And the cost for that is $40 per person. You can sign up for it by going to mousechat.net. The event is from 8:45 in the morning till 10:30 in the morning. And then right after that, following that, we have a scavenger hunt, which will be in Animal Kingdom. And that's free. That's going to be at 11 a.m. It's going to follow right after. And we're going to play a little bit. And then on the 19th, we're going to do Eat Around the World with Mouse Chat, starting at 11 a.m. in front of Mexico. We're going to do a little of the Food and Wine Festival. Which is my favorite thing. I love that. And that's it. So come and join us, but register soon because we're going to have to close that registration out soon for the breakfast. So definitely go ahead in there and register for it and come join us and have some fun.
Yep. And the other two events besides breakfast are free. So just sign up on the mousechat.net page.
And just so you guys know, the cost for that breakfast is just covering the cost of it. We're not making any money on it. And you get to meet Sharpie.
Yeah, you get to meet Chris
Sharpie.
Bonus. Sharps. It is a bonus.
That's, come on, folks. That's worth the admission price alone.
Hopefully he'll wear his black leather jacket.
Oh, and his captain's hat.
Yeah.
Will you slick your hair back too, Sharpie? I like
you know what?
You
he would actually look good with slick back hair, don't you think, with all that hair?
He's got a lot of hair.
He has a lot
of ridiculous.
Hair.
Ridiculous.
I got my hair cut.
Did you really? Well, there's time to grow it out because the ladies expect a lot of, you know, we've talked it up. So
How are they going to run their hair, their fingers through your hair if it's cut like that?
That's, you that's know, one Jesse's going to be there.
That's one of the events is run your fingers through your Sharp's hair.
Yeah.
Someone.
Yeah.
Wow. Going downhill fast.
There's a scavenger. I think that's a scavenger hunt item.
Connection is...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Take one a picture of running your fingers through Chris
your fingers
Sharp's
lost
hair.
In the mop that is Chris Sharp's.
Oh, you know what another good one could be? Stick a sticker on Steve without him noticing.
I don't think that'll happen. I'm pretty.
Yeah, that's why you had like 25 of them on your buttocks that one time.
Yeah.
Pin the
You're
tail
just
on the
standing
donkey.
In line with all these stickers all over his back.
Pin the tail on the Steve.
Yeah.
Alrighty, well, I'm going to go ahead and wrap up the show. I would like to thank PixieVacations.com for sponsoring the podcast. If you have any questions for us, send those to us at comments@mousechat.net. If you enjoy our shows, you can download them at iTunes and also on our website, mousechat.net. Please join us again next time on Mousechat.